Hi there, I'm Niall O'Keefe, and this is the Sod Show Eco Store Special Part 2. Let's go straight over to Peter Dunnigan, who will once again set the scene for us.
Some weeks back, I was in Ballymun, and I met a lady by the name of Tara Singleton, and we spoke about an eco store and fashion recycling and taking things that were formerly in a skip and shopping bags and turning them into fashion shows and putting them on the catwalk. And I'm back again because I couldn't let it go.
Yep, it's actually that simple. Welcome to the show. From the studios of Dublin City FM, on FM Fridays at 3 p.m. and anytime worldwide in podcast, it's Dublin's only garden radio show in association with greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. This is The Sod Show. Yes, indeed, this is The Sod Show, and as you may have gathered, this is a Sod Show with a difference, a special edition, and in fact, part two of a special edition. If you missed part one, go to sodshow.com and listen back to that, the Eco Store Special Edition part one. Anyway, getting on with the show, we're going to first have our gardening and outdoor news. Right, first up, the next Community Garden Network meeting, which is a voluntary group of organisations and individuals that was established in 2011 to support community gardening in Ireland and Northern Ireland. It'll take place in Derry, the 2013 City of Horticulture, and it takes place tomorrow, the 9th of March. The group aims to meet quarterly in different areas of the country, having met so far in Waterford, Dublin and Athlone, allowing access to anybody with an interest in the area of horticulture, no matter where they live. There'll be many items on the agenda, as well as the opportunity to network with other individuals and groups involved with community gardening and visit two award-winning community gardens in Derry. Primarily, they will be looking at ways of promoting the group and would appreciate any help you can give in this regard over the coming months. For more information, check out the links up on sodshow.com. Now we have to say hello to Brian Boland, who got in touch with the show via the contact page on the website. He says, "Hi, I listen to your show every Friday on the way home from work." He gets off at 3 on a Friday, which is nice. "And it has convinced me to reuse my mother's back garden and return it to the days of vegetable growing when my father was alive. I've begun clearing it and allowing more sunlight in, but I need to start planting soon. His question is, can we name a good garden centre? His garden is in Walkinstown, he works in Bray, so anywhere near either of those is good. He wants to plant, wait for it, potatoes, onions, cabbages, broccoli, cauliflower and beetroot. It is a large enough garden for all this, and he always had green fingers to the extent that when he put weed killer down, everything seems to grow even healthier. He needs to be able to buy what he needs loose rather than pack sizes, and he could do with someone who can give him direction." So Brian, we got on to board Bia, and they suggested Windy Ridge Nurseries and Garden Centre, that's on Rochestown Avenue in Dunleary, Kinsealy Garden Centre, that's on the Malahide Road in Kinsealy, on the way to Malahide there, in Dublin 17, and Newlands Home and Garden Centre, which is on the New Road in Clondalkin in Dublin 22. And they've loads of gardening tips on their It's Garden Time website, all of which we'll link to up on sodshow.com. And thanks again very much to Elaine in Board Bia for that, and thanks to you, Brian Boland, again for being a loyal listener. It means more to us than you know, believe me. Finally, I myself went to the National Botanic Gardens in Glasnevin recently, as my other half was out looking for giant eggs in the Dublin Big Egg Hunt. You can find out more about that at thebigegghunt.ie. It's all for the Jack and Jill Children's Foundation. But if you're going to get involved in it now, do it quick, because time is running out. There's only a week left. The gardens themselves, anyway, are a mere 4-minute drive from where I live in Drumcondra, and they're well worth a look. Entry there is free, and you could literally spend hours there of an afternoon, particularly at the weekend. You might remember the James Joyce portrait bed that's been planted there. We featured it on a recent Sod Show. Well, I saw it. It's very close to the entrance and the cafe, but it's not blooming yet, but should be soon, and the specially bred Molly Bloom bulbs promise to look fantastic there. For more information on the gardens, check out botanicgardens.ie. As usual, all the links and all the info found in our newsy bits can be found on our website. And if you've anything for us, you can get in touch via the web, email or Twitter. All the details are right there on the contact page on the site at sodshow.com. Now, let's go, not up the country, but just to the edge of the city, and back to the Eco Store in Ballymun, to Peter Dunnigan, who is first talking to Tara Singleton.
Tara, what am I standing in now? This isn't the Eco Store. Does it sell anything to the Eco? Can you describe where I am for those listening at home?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is our brand new, wonderful fashion workshop. So this is where our green fashion label is designed and made, as well as the homewares and accessories. It's also where you get your full alteration and redesign service if you're looking to get trousers taken up or in or anything like that. So it's a great addition to our Eco Store.
Flashing back all the way to the fashion show that I saw taking place in IKEA and what some city dwellers would have seen taking place in the Guinness Storehouse, a lot of the pieces there would have sold for 100, 200 quid?
So we've a range of different prices. So they usually go from about, starting at about 80 euros and then up to about 350 euros.
350? Does this come with a woman in the dress, or is this just a dress, or is it a coat?
You get an absolutely beautifully designed dress, which will make any woman look wonderful then for that price.
I'll take two. And you also do the, I would like an elbow patch stitched to my corduroy jacket, so to speak, but you get the picture. That's also possible as well.
Absolutely. So we do all kinds of alterations for men or women, all types of design and redesign, anything that you can think of, we can arrange for you here. So Tina, our wonderful technician, does all the alterations and redesign, and Carrie Ann can design you any dresses or suits or menswear, even from scratch.
Is this a full-time business? Because I know you were saying in the last interview, the last time we spoke, that there was a lot of kind of, you know, funding and initiatives, and there were kind of very paperwork, red tapey, governmenty type words used. Is this a self-sufficient store? I'm just Bobby Dazzled here, as I see there's reams of tread the right word to use, or should that be cloth? It's red, it's almost like pictures of the rainbow a little bit, and stacks of cloth going up to the roof. I've never been in a, what do I call where I am? I've never been in one before, so it's a bit, I'm kind of struck by all the colours. But is there a bit in between all of this where this is now a self-sufficient business, or does it rely upon all of these things?
So at the moment we do still rely on a small amount of funding. So we get some from Ballymun Regeneration Limited and a few other funding sources such as EPA and Local Agenda 21, things like that. And we are aiming to be self-sufficient because Ballymun Regeneration ends in a couple of years' time. So we're very much on the way to being self-sufficient, and we hope to be there shortly.
All of the cloth and material that I'm looking at, how green is that? Because there's literally, floor to ceiling of it. Against one wall, and all very tidily done on shelves that have been made, I'm sure, from the lads up the way who do all the furniture upcycling and recycling. Am I correct on that?
You are, absolutely.
But is all of the material recycled? How green is this bit of the, I know, again, the fashion show bits that I've seen, that is all entirely 100% green. So I'm gathering that from the repairing, the stitching on the patch onto my smoking jacket elbows that I've worn down from, I don't know, feeding the dog or stitching a hole in my pipe, that bit's all kind of done as green as is possible, as well as the stuff that Carry On is doing over at the fashion desk.
Absolutely. Well, all the fabrics that we have, it's all fabrics that have been donated by members of the public. So we don't buy in new fabrics. So we're not creating anything new there. It's all stuff that's been reused and diverted from landfill then. So we deal with textile waste and turn it into lovely eco products afterwards.
Okay. What am I looking at here?
This is a wine bottle cover or wine bottle bag. It has two handles. It's really easy and nice to grab. And it's padded as well, just to protect your bottle.
What's your name?
Tina.
Tina, are you originally from Dublin?
No, I'm not. No, I'm originally from Estonia.
You have a kind of a half Estonian, half Irish accent. Is that a fair comment?
Well, yeah. Well, it kind of stuck on me by now, I think.
Whose idea was this wine bottle holder?
It was probably Carrie Ann's or me. I can't even remember anyway. Well, basically, when we create something, then it's like we both put a work on it. Carrie Ann has an idea and I actually make it.
Is it nice to see something that you've made selling in a shop up the way? And how much do they go for? Do you think they should be charging more?
It's great to see. Well, I don't know. I think the prices are fair. I think that's fine.
How much is a wine holder?
€8.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, €8, yeah.
How long does it take to put one of these pieces together? And second part of that question is, what was this wine bottle holder formerly? Because I know from the last interview, I think I found a guitar that used to be a wardrobe.
Yeah, the wine bottle holder. See, the lining here was just a piece of lining we got from the donation. This material here, we got a donation from IKEA years ago. And this bit here in the middle, that used to be a mattress cover.
What do you think the pink bit was?
No, it was just a piece of lining. It wasn't underwear or anything. It's fine.
What's the oddest piece you've ever made in this studio? What was that idea?
Trouser slip was quite weird.
What's a trouser slip?
It's like a slip, but it's like trousers, so you wear it underneath the trousers as a lining.
Do people wear it? Is that real?
Well,
that's like two pairs of pants.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it will be worn, like, if she was ordering it from us, so I guess, yeah.
Did you do anything before you became this? Were you something else? Because I'm looking at you now and you've got the glasses on and you've got the measuring tape around your... It's like as if I walked into Louis Copeland's and you're the female version of it that does odd, eclectic things that people should love and hold dear. Were you always into fashion?
Yeah, I've been in fashion for, I'd say about, 25 years, I guess. Quite a long time, yeah. I took a break for a few years meanwhile because, you know, it just was too much. But now I'm back, I'm happy, yeah.
And how long are you working with the Ballymun Regeneration Programme?
Must be about 3 years, yeah.
Has the place changed since you got here, since you first came here? Is it for the better? What's the big standout thing that's changed? And I mean, obviously, you know, I'm honing in on what is the fashion bit now. Green, people, green. For those of you at home, it's still green. It's all of that stuff and skips and dumps and recycling facilities. And you can put your wine bottle holder in it and feel better about having a glass of vino at night time. But how pretty or better is Ballymun?
Ballymun is much better now. All the towers are gone because they were still here when we started. We actually started in one of the towers. So that's gone now and loads of them are gone. And I think we're going for better now, yeah. Yeah, loads of new houses and looks better. And we have been moving for a few times as well. So always a bit better and better.
What was it like making the move from base... I suppose your first home base in the first tower to where you are now, which is, can you call it a home? Or will you be moved again?
We might move again, don't know yet. But, well, over here it's really, really good and feels good now because we have loads of space. We finally have all our materials with us. Not like it used to be that we had there. Some of them was stored somewhere else and then some of them somewhere else. So you can't remember what you have. But now it's very good, yeah. We have everything here with us and we can just... Keep doing stuff.
Have you been to the hotel yet?
Oh, I have, yeah.
Have you stayed over?
No. I'm staying here, looking at the couch.
That's a gorgeous couch, actually. I'm going to take a photograph of this. You'll find it up on sideshow.com. Niall O'Keefe, you got to come see this place. It's right up your street. They'll make you a pair of matching slippers, his and hers. You can put on your smoking jacket, your bathrobe. You can walk around with a cravat. What do you call those things you put around your neck to go to your smoking?
Cravat.
Oh, cravat. I'm sorry, Niall. They'll make you a cravat. You look all Lord of the Town. They'll love you down here. Come on, what do you think?
Kind of liking the sound of that, Peter. Lord of the Town in my cravat and my smoking jacket.
Oh, and give me a song.
I will give you a song. And seeing as you've mentioned smoking jacket a number of times here, I'm going to play something from a band that I really enjoy from the 1980s. It's ABC, and this is When Smokey Sings on The Sod Show.
When smoking sings, I
In today's show notes, you'll see a picture of a yellow raincoat that is on sale in the front window of the Eco Store in Ballymun. I've come back, part two of the show, to revisit something that was touched on last week by Tara Singleton in my company is...
Carrie-Anne Moran.
You're kind of famous, aren't you?
I wouldn't say that, no.
The last time I remember doing something on you was a blog post for Kulch.ie, and I had just seen your fashion show.
That's right, yeah. We collaborate with IKEA and put on a big fashion show up there using their waste textiles and did a 25-piece collection up there, and that was back in 2010 now.
I still have the photographs from that. The women looked very pretty, and I think I was one of few men there. The clothing that they were wearing also looked extremely amazing, and I'd never seen anything like it in my life. How did the sales of all of those pieces go?
Yeah, we had quite a few sales afterwards. It kind of led into our design and redesign element of our workshop here. So people that might have seen some of that show but wanted it adapted, we could change the design to suit them and obviously to fit them. So it opened up a whole new area into dressmaking and redesign for us as well. And the collections now, we bring them out seasonally, and we call it our capsule collection, and it's 6-8 pieces every spring, summer and autumn, winter, and we have them on show here in our workshop and in IKEA and in our retail unit in town. And it means that, you know, you can come along and get a piece made with, you know, knowing the expense of it, but in your size, and you can come here to the workshop and pick out the fabrics that are behind you there. So it's an individual piece, but with really good price points.
Is it a case of that you go rummaging through a skip, you pull X out of it, and then you have to design it, or is it a case of that you do the design and hope that you find what you're looking for?
Goes both ways. You can have design sitting there for a long time waiting for the right fabric to come about, or you can be inspired by the fabric and the clothing that's donated to you.
What's it like walking past a shop window and going, I made that?
Yeah, I've been doing it years now, I'm kind of used to it, but yeah, it's nice to see.
Big famous, hadn't you? Look. I want to do something really nice for a beautiful lady, you. And I come up to you and I say, I've got €100. I would like you to make me a suit. Can you make me a suit for a lady or for the man?
For a suit from scratch, I think that would be a low price point, to be honest. But we could certainly go within, I'd say, around €200 for a suit.
I've never had a suit made to measure for me. I've got big gangly arms, so just throw me out of the shop.
If you say if you got a suit made for €200, you'd be getting a bargain. If you went into somewhere over in London off Savile Row, you'd be looking at thousands for a suit to be tailor-made. So we are certainly trying to beat competition, I suppose, and, you know, still give a really good service as well.
Some of your pieces are on sale in Dublin City Centre High Street shops. Whereabouts are they on sale?
They're currently on sale in Atelier 27, which is an Irish designer initiative upstairs in Omdiva. And we have homewares and accessories for sale in the Round Design. It's just off Georgia Street. And hopefully over the next few months, you'll see our collections being put into other Dublin and national retailers as well.
I think when I first spoke to Sarah Miller, what, maybe 2008 it might have been, this was kind of a pipe dream.
It was a concept, you know, it was a small idea, and I came along 2008 and pushed into kind of where it is now today, and took a few years, but me personally is, you know, to see it grow and to see it actually turn into an environmental social enterprise. You know, and we now have 6 people working here on the fashion team, and 2008 was just myself. We hope to expand that again. We've won the Art of Guinness Fund, we've opened up a new workshop, we've now retail, you know, so there's so many great points. And underlying through the whole the last 5-6 years, you know, we have built a really good team internally for our trainees. So we're constantly training, upskilling. So there's so many really good points to stand here and be happy about working for Rediscover Fashion.
What's next down the line?
Expansion. To put Rediscover Fashion, you know, as a well-known, not just a green label, but a fashion label and homewares and accessories. So as I said earlier on, hopefully you'll see us in 10 retailers by the end of the year. So big dreams.
One of the pieces that stood out last time was the guitar that used to be a piece of furniture.
Oh, yeah.
What's your guitar equivalent?
I suppose my favourite piece would have been from our last autumn winter collection, which was just a fitted, ruffled cape cut. Nothing too exciting as such, you know, it's parts of blinds and upholstery fabric from couches and stuff, but it, you know, it all kind of came together to make this one piece. So it's getting all different elements of different garments and interiors and putting them all together, and then, you know, actually having a piece of clothing, to me, gives it the wow factor, you know, and you know the story behind it.
What would have happened to those pieces of cloth that were pieces of furniture, couches, etc.? Yeah. What would have happened then if you hadn't taken them on and made a coat out of it?
Well, we run a kind of a closed loop here in that even when we make pieces and we have scrap fabric, we reuse our scrap fabric and we create like our cushions and our footstools. So they're full of textile scrap pieces. And if there's something that we think can't be used, we'll break it down again, we'll cut it up and you put that into scrap and use that as filler. So everything that we use is reused and, you know, there's absolutely no waste.
People want to find out more about this story, see the pictures of the stuff that you've done. Yeah. Don't worry, head to sodshow.com and I will have all of the links and notes and a lovely picture of Carrie and everybody else with all of the lovely spools of thread up on sodshow.com. I've just walked into another room, immaculate pieces of what I can only call amazing six-star hotel furniture. And then there's the kind of usual stuff you'd expect in a furniture store. There's also bicycles in the window. The floor is concrete, but don't let that take away from the quality of the workmanship. And on the, let me step back outside, customer site, there is a note saying rediscover furniture, rediscover cycling, rediscover paint. Ballymun Dublin 9, rediscoverycentre.ie, Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 5 p.m. I sound like an advert. Recycle bike price list is on the left-hand side, and it's an eclectic mix of man saws and man tools, and then bicycles, and then furniture. And you can see the bit where the clothing and cloth and textiles bit kind of ties in with the furniture bit of it. Let me give you this. Inner tube puncher repair is €6. What's the most expensive? A front light is £12. Outer cable for housing is €3 per metre. A new gear derailleur is £20, and it's £30 including the fit. Why is there such an eclectic mix, Tara, of bits and bobs joined together? And again, on one side we have all of the men, and on the other side we have, you might say, mainly ladies demograph in the clothing bit. What's happening on this side?
This is our other main workshop space. So we have three different projects. So we have our Rediscover Furniture project, we have Rediscover Paint, and Rediscover Cycling all in together in here. So it's paint, bikes and furniture all together.
I'm also getting a picture in my head of somebody wants to chuck a couch out. Is there a case where if people want to get rid of one, that they can kind of go, hey, I want to get rid of this, can you take it off me, will you do something with it? Does that happen?
Our work depends on donations from the public, so we can collect and deliver. We do kind of cherry pick items, so we want to make sure that it's items that will sell and items that will give good training skills to the men who work here as well, so if they'll be able to French polish them or upholster them or different things like that. So if people are looking to get rid of certain items, then they can give us a call and have a chat to the lads down here and we'll know whether we're able to take them or not.
But the other side of it then, I'm gathering, is that if the lads don't want it, the girls might turn around and go, well, that material's really nice, or I might like to fill in for that.
Absolutely, yes. Anyone is welcome to drop in fabrics and old clothes, reusable quality, into the fashion studio. So we're always on the lookout, and if you think you have something suitable, just give us a call and we'll be able to tell you whether we can take it or not.
And just to give you that telephone number, I sound really now like I should be presenting some other television show, but 8422078, that's Dublin, 8422078. Many guys are employed here?
We have the programme managers for furniture and paint and cycling, so that's two full-time staff. And then on the training schemes, we have, I think it's 8 participants on furniture and paint, and we have a volunteer and hopefully a new person starting on bike as well. So altogether, you're looking at about 14 people in here.
Pretty impressive. And it's something that we haven't heard before within all of the EcoStore stuff, the paint thing. What is the paint recycling?
It's often when people paint their room at home or their outside of their house, what they're left with is a half full tin of paint or a third full tin of paint, which usually ends up in their garage or their garden shed and kind of lingers away there for a little while until it goes dry and of no use. And what we try and do is collect up all that paint. So we sometimes take in donations from the public, or the best way of getting it is through our partnership with Fingal County Council. We can collect them at the recycling centres there, take away any paint that's in good condition and reusable, water-based paint, and then we can mix it. And then there's a membership scheme where you can come and take away a certain amount of litres of paint. So it could be for individuals or groups and organisations as well.
So I've done the DIY thing. I've decided I want to paint Jimmy's wardrobe blue. will you look after me?
We have a selection of different colours of paint. We can't give you an exact match to a painter, but we'll do the best that we possibly can. So yeah, if you're an individual or a community group or anything, like, pop on down to us. We'll sign you up to our scheme and you can take away loads of paint for the year. So I think for an individual, for roughly €20 or €30, you can take away 50 litres of paint over the year. So it's a very good price.
I know bargain basement pot of magnolia emulsion in a super duper garden retail centre is probably about €20 for about 20 litres. So €20 for 50 litres is 2.5 times the amount, or pretty damn good value if I'm all told on it.
Absolutely, and it's paint that would otherwise been recycled through the recycling centres, so you're kind of saving that paint, reusing it and giving it a new life as well. We certainly don't want things like paint going into the landfill and things like that. It needs to be properly treated, so obviously a good way of dealing with it is to get it here, and the best way to get it here is to bring it to the Fingal recycling centres at the moment. We would hope to expand later with the other county councils and city councils and start collecting paint at their recycling centres as well, which would be great.
I'm kind of getting a picture here that outside of the shed and the furniture and the bits of garden furniture and the fact that I've used some of your services before, I could do my house up for pretty damn good value if I had you as a best mate, knowing what you know.
Absolutely. You get a whole range of stuff from us, from the furniture to the curtains. You can repaint the house and everything. We're a one-stop shop, nearly.
And get yourself a wine cooler, put a bottle of wine in it, sit down in your new couch in your new garden with your new painted man shed, with your new painted man tools, and yeah, enjoy. Niall, fancy getting a splinter or just fancy coming down for a browse around?
Well, I'll pass on the splinter, Peter, but I will definitely pop down to check it out. And if anybody else wants to or wants to find out more information, rediscoverycentre.ie is the website to go to find out more and to find out where they are. Well, that's it from us for this week. You can join us on air again on 103.2 Dublin City FM, same time next week, or afterwards in podcast form on iTunes and on sodshow.com. Until we speak again, from myself and Peter, whatever you're doing in the great outdoors and whoever you're doing it with, enjoy yourselves and take care.